Bonsoir, messieurs, dames, mademoiselles, bon voyage. Bonne soirée à tous.
It's a common sight on the Paris Metro. Two musicians board a train, greet the passengers, and launch into a performance. They play a few songs and then walk up and down the aisle collecting spare change. Many of the performers are Roma people. This singer, 43-year-old Stefan Sanda, lives in the Paris region with his family. But others aren't so fixed on staying in France. His fellow performer, 46-year-old clarinetist Floria Cioca, has recently arrived from Romania. He's come to Paris to make money that he can take home for his family. He says he can only make 200 euros per month as a musician at home, not nearly enough to live. It's the same story for 33-year-old Luciano. He lives in a town 100 kilometers from Bucharest, where he has a house and two children.
We go back and forth because at home it's hard, the salaries are too small. Something like 150 euros per month. You can't live off that because the cost of living is the same as here. That's why there are so many of us here. We're obliged to come here and play music and work under the table.
Luciano has a diploma in welding, but he says he makes a better living in Paris, where he can either work or play his accordion on the metro.
I stay in Romania for a month and then spend 2 months in France. We do better here. We can pay for rent, for running water. When I find work as a welder, I make 1,500 to nearly 2,000 euros per month. Otherwise, I play music in the metro. It's harder. You make around 800 to 1,000 euros.
But he says he has no wish to bring his family to live in France.
No, never. I prefer to stay at my home. If they paid me at least 500 euros per month, I would stay in Romania to work.
Playing music on the metro comes with risks. The musicians complain about a group of security guards. Stefan Sanda says most of the guards treat them well, but that there's one group with an abusive agent who rips up their tickets, steals their ID, and physically assaults them. But he feels that Roma musicians are in no position to report the abuse to the police. They don't have permits to play their music, and they're well aware of the negative image of the Roma in France. Floria Cioca wants to make the point that musicians are different than other Roma, that they act and dress differently, that they don't beg, and they don't pick pockets. Luciano adds that they don't believe that playing music causes anybody any harm.
We know it's not authorized, but what can I do? I don't want to sit on a staircase and beg, and I don't want to steal. I want to do something, so I make some good music, and those who want to can give a bit of money. If they don't, that's okay, they don't have to. That's the life of a musician.
RATP, the company that runs the metro, does issue permits for musicians that pass its twice-annual audition contest, for those who feel it fits their way of playing music. Mike Woods, RFI, Paris.